At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm visiting with Polly Ruland, who is CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And Polly, we're off to a great start with this meeting here. New format. What kind of feedback have you gotten on this new format so far?
Well, I think folks are very excited that the format focuses more on strategy and the consumer directly than our old committee format did. Our committees are based on a long-range plan for the beef industry, and that allows us to focus directly on those things we know impact consumer preference and consumer buying of beef. So I think folks are pretty excited about that distribution of the focus.
Well, I've described it as fast-paced, too, because we are condensing a lot into a shorter time span, and there's reasons for that.
Mm-hmm.
Of efficiency.
Our volunteer leaders spend a lot of time working on the beef checkoff, and they have to spend time away from their farms and ranches to be here. So we've condensed the schedule a little bit to allow them to work real hard while they're here, and it is fast-paced, but that way they're away from their places less.
I would have to believe that most people would prefer that opportunity. So interesting to see the feedback we will ultimately get. But here at this meeting, it's committees in their meetings working, looking at different aspects of the programs that are funded by the checkoff, and I guess we'll ultimately have a new budget before we leave here.
Yes, we will. The CBB will approve the budget for 2014 while we're here. And I think the important thing to remember about this meeting is this is where strategy, the rubber hits the road on strategic development of programs. So the committees will be reviewing work plans, and they're fairly detailed, that contractors would like to present for funding this fall. And the committees will be weighing in on, hey, do those meet the strategies that are approved by the beef checkoff? And here's where you could change, and here's what you could do better. And give contractors that input before they go to the operating committee for funding in September.
Yep, that's the next step in the process, and we'll try to get a report at the time that that happens. In the report that you gave today, any other points that you wanted to get across to the producers attending here?
Yeah, I think not only the producers attending here, but those who couldn't attend and maybe following us on our Beef Board meeting blog. The important thing to remember is this is a process, and we started this process at winter convention. And that's when committees first met and discussed prioritization. Throughout the spring, the committees have met by webinar, by conference call, and they have determined what are the most important strategic imperatives to follow, and now they're looking at work plans to kind of finalize those work plans so that they can go to the operating committee. So this is a process that began in February and continues through September. The planning process for the checkoff is a very in-depth process that kind of gets right at what consumers want from us.
And then as soon as we get past September, we start looking at the next year already.
Absolutely. We do it all over again. We take another look at consumers because we know consumers are a dynamic environment. Try to determine what they want from us, whether or not continuation of some programs is the best or introduction of new programs is the best. So the planning process is kind of year-round in the checkoff.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have a lot of work going on here, Polly, and we're looking forward to, by the time we leave here, knowing that we've had another great summer conference with the Beef Board and all of its members participating and working hard. So thank you very much, and here from Denver, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.